What's up, everybody? Welcome back for another episode. Hey, super excited today. We're going to be talking about cracking out cards from previous graders to try and get them crossover to new grades and how I pick those out and what I look for all today. So stay tuned. I'm going to show you exactly how I do that. And at the end, I'm going to crack one out myself and get it ready for resub. But without any further ado, my name's Boris. This is the Hobby Box. All right, guys. Well, let's jump straight into it. So one thing that I really like to take advantage of, sometimes these raw cards are, you know, can be more expensive than a BGS 9, BGS 9.5. Sometimes they're more expensive than the PSA 9s as well. And so sometimes there's some great opportunities to look at in the area of cracking open a card. There can be some opportunity in that. You can get a card at a better price, especially if you have a good eye for these things and be able to cross them over into a better grade, and a better grade equals better money. First thing I want to talk about though, A, is you always want to buy the card and not the grade. So, you know, you want to look at that card, examine it over. You know, there's been many a times where you can look online and you can see that a PSA 10 looks like it probably shouldn't have even have been a PSA 10. Looks like it should have been lower. People are grading these cards. So you do have these circumstances where someone has a bad day or something like that, and they just don't want to give you a good grade. You never know. You pop that thing open, you send it back in, get a better grade. So in general, what I do is I look at for opportunities in the BGS or SGC department. The reason I usually tend to go more towards BGS is because you can kind of take a look at the card. You can look at the subgrades and what those subgrades were. All right, guys, really quickly, I want to take a look at this BGS green Trae Young. Now it is a mint 9, and here from my eye, just looking at the front of this, now I would want to see the back of it as well, but just looking at the front of this, the centering is very, very good on this card. So in reality, there's probably maybe some surface issues. So for in this instance, this is just a really great looking example. Now with this price, I'm not going to pay this for this card because a PSA 9 only goes for about 210 right now. But to me, this is an eligible card for a regrade just based off of this front. You know, this is really great centering, left to right. It looks pretty good. Maybe a little bit of a whitening on the right, maybe. Can't really see it too well, but this is a card that I would probably send an offer of like $150 for it, maybe something like that, you know, to try and regrade this. Send it in and try and maximizing it a PSA 10, because I know a PSA 10 is going to be worth a little bit more than that. Now, I would only buy this card, this specific card, probably at $150 with that opportunity, because, you know, if I bring this card to me for $150, send it over, and basically I'm in about $160 something, you know, if it comes back a PSA 9. I know for a fact that this PSA 9 was selling for about 210, so there is some profit margin there, and I do predict that there will be more profit margin for this card later on next year as well. Now, this card, I know how much a Trae Young Prism PSA 10 goes for. This card, in my opinion, would have an amazing opportunity here to maybe go for a PSA 10. You know, for a card like this, I'd probably offer $100 on it. You know, something like that, probably negotiate with it. This looks like it could and potentially be a PSA 10 with its centering. Now, there are some cases where maybe you potentially look for a PSA 9 and send it over for a cross grade on a BGS. Now, in those cases, what you are looking for is to get a true gem mint 9. In this instance, we're looking at a Trae Young PSA 9. It's selling for $200. Let's just say you had a card come back. And it became a PSA 9, and you thought that the centering on it was great. You thought the card looked good. In that instance, it might be a good idea to send it to BGS, because BGS, if you can get a 9.5 and what we call a true gem mint, which is 9.5s all the way around, that card is going to be worth more than a PSA 9. In this case, right now on a Trae Young BGS 9.5 true gem mint, these are currently going for about $355. So there is some money to be made in that instance as well. So just something to look at. This is the opportunities I'm looking at when I am trying to break cards out and send them in for regrading. Again, guys, make sure you check out the Discord link in the description below. Make sure you're being a part of the group. Again, we've got some of our first 5 days coming back already here in the next week. So definitely get in there, check it out. We do have options in there for you to get grading help as well. So we really hope to see you in the community. It's definitely, the link is in the description down below. All right, guys. So we're going to take a look at this card. It's an SGC 9 Kevin Durant that I picked up and really happy with it. Going to send it in for a regrade and see if we can cross that baby over to at least a PSA 9, hopefully a PSA 10, but check it out. All right, guys. So here it is. Kevin Durant, Topps Chrome. I've been wanting this card all year long. I've decided to buy it on the dip. Right now it's an SGC 9. See the back of it here as well. Honestly, I just feel like this card could get a 9, even a 10 on a generous day. Again, when you're buying these cards, you want to buy the card, not the grade, the card. So to me, this card has pretty dang good centering. Maybe the left favors a little bit more than the right, but for what these cards are, I think this is a great card. So we're gonna break this card open and I want to show you how to do that. All right, so you don't have to wear gloves, but that's what we're gonna do. You're gonna go at an angle on the side here. It's gonna go flying just like that. Now after this, you want to take a flathead screwdriver, find that edge, dig in. These are very easy to open. Pry it open. Don't ever push towards the card. You want to push out this way. Crack it open. This card will come right out. Wipe this down, make sure there's nothing here that could damage the card. First glance is on this card, there's no major surface issues at all, from what I can see. All right, we wanna give this a nice little rub down and a clean. Make sure you don't push out on the edges. Make sure you don't go over them. You can push down, but just make sure you don't get caught on the corners or the edges and pull them down, because that could damage the card. And in the middle, you can just go back and forth like that in little tiny circles. Right. Try and have as little contact with the chrome top as possible. Slide that bad boy right there. And I think this could at least get a 9, in my opinion. Card saver. Go. And there it is, card saver, ready to go, ready to grade. Let's see what it comes back. All right, guys, well, that's going to conclude today's podcast. Just want to thank you so much for listening all the way through. We'll be having shows every Tuesday and Thursday, so make sure you hit that follow button and be on the lookout for the new shows. Thank you so much, and you have a great one.